Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Jeff Andrews should be joining us momentarily here on Talk Radio 1210. We got the side question today, apropos of just, I don't know how it came up in the meeting, something you have to do, but you really don't want to, almost ever. It's a real chore. Hit us with that. It's all in the tell, all in the call. I mentioned the 3 R's of Philly schools. Free Press, if you know of it, is not a conservative outlet. I like them. They're liberal, but moderate liberal, but reasonable on things, pro-Israel, that kind of thing. They write, world history students in Philadelphia's public high schools begin a unit about the Gilded Age and progressivism with the question, what do you need to overthrow oppression? The answer outlined in the class curriculum skirts any complexity about the era. And social change. Instead, here's what the Philadelphia Office of Curriculum and Instruction said students should conclude. New horizons of industry lead to greed and exploitation. Just think about this. Think about these maniacs. Think of the world that we live in, where has technology, I mean, isn't it an open question at least? Hasn't it freed people, advanced life? Inventions, technology of one sort or another. The curriculum is recommended only to teachers, which means, while I have the power to decide whether to follow it in their classrooms, some teachers said the curriculum's mere existence shows that Philadelphia public schools are fixated on teaching history through an oppressed versus oppressors framework. And we know what that is. That is DEI. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what they're still doing. All right, I'll give you more on this. It is, even for Philadelphia, a pretty stunning indictment. Let's go to Congressman Jeff Van Drew, though, who's in the center of a lot of stuff. Congressman, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you always, Dom.
Well, I saw even the Inquirer acknowledging that Jeff Van Drew is kind of a premier guy who has representing South Jersey now and some of the notions of President Trump and how that has broken through. They acknowledge Steve Sweeney not doing well in this race, the Norcross machine and all that, that you exemplify this change in South Jersey. I mean, that's a real legacy. Just think, well, you grew up in this in political circles. And they see you as the representation of actually changing that.
Well, I say I'd appreciate it. I have to look at what they actually wrote. But, you know, interestingly enough, the Philadelphia Inquirer hasn't always loved me, as you know.
Well,
and in
yes.
fact, when I ran against a lot of people don't know, I ran against Amy Kennedy, which is Ted Kennedy's daughter-in-law. And that was a rough race because they had a whole lot more money than we did. We had enough, though, and we fended it off. It was, 5 years, 6 years ago now, but we were able to prevail. And that's when the beginning happened. And this is, Dom, why you and I have these conversations sometimes. It is so important for the Republican Party to recognize and realize that we are a new party in some ways. That doesn't mean our values have changed. We believe in America. We believe in the flag. We believed in faith, family, and freedom. We believe in hard work. We believe in American exceptionalism. We also, though, are a party that believes in people that do want to reach out and reach up and do better and have opportunity. So I like to say that that is part of the change, this populist Republican Party. That means when people are in trouble, I don't want to be a limousine Republican. When people need help, when you know, let's go back to that Medicaid discussion. We shouldn't be spending money all over the world on God knows what. And I won't even go into, you know, how and where we've spent money or some of the things we've done with DEI or our open borders and the sanctuary cities and the sanctuary states and the money that we put in the military to pay for sex change operations and some of our prisons. And the list goes on and on. All that crap should be gone. People don't want that. They're breaking their back working hard. But there are people who work hard, are doing their very best, and they have jobs, but they still can't afford health care. We have to realize that and take care of them. There are people that are disabled. There are people that are in nursing homes. There are people that are senior citizens. So many of them were our people in the last election. So again, I'm going to warn Republican Party of one thing. We have to be careful. We want them. We need them. We want them. They're good Americans and they're good Republicans. And I think that's what we did in South Jersey. That's the point I'm trying to get to.
No,
Don,
I got you.
In
no,
South
but
Jersey.
Right. Those are very Van Drewian and Trumpian. And as I said, even the Inquirer taking a look at yesterday, what happened in the primary, acknowledges that that has broken through. It is definitely a good thing. Now, the primary overall, you served in Congress or still do with Mikey Sherrill. She has 100% voting record with the Biden agenda, and she voted against Lake and Riley. I believe she didn't show up for one vote around that, right? And
yep.
The third thing is, I'm hoping we get this settled during this election cycle. Will the Inquirer and others cover the fact that she has, according to some news reports, tripled her net worth, stock changes, things of that nature, things that people of both parties, even AOC at least, says she resents this stuff? I think that ought to be a big issue in this campaign.
I think it is. I think there's two issues in this campaign. That's one of them. And somebody's got to take a deep dive into all that. All I know is, you know, I did okay in my life, but it was through dentistry and working hard in my dental practice and having a successful dental practice. I'm sure, much to the chagrin of my wife, I'm probably worth less now than when I entered Congress. You know, I definitely have not had that opportunity, nor do I want it. You don't go into Congress because you want to make money. So I think that's one issue. I think the second issue is, you know, in my mind, who's the real Mikey Sherrill? Yes, she's got, you know, she has the look. She's right out of Central Casting, you know, an attractive lady, but not too showy, was in the military, was in the Air Force, was a prosecutor, is a mom with kids. And so they're going to play all that up and they're going to make it seem like he's your next door neighbor, Dom. She's just a regular person mm-hmm. next door
right.
that wants to give people a fair shake. Jack's job, and I will help him as much as I can, and when he prevailed last night, I stayed out of it during the primary. I wanted them to work it out. The people have spoken. I'm 100% behind Jack now, and I'll do everything that I can to help him, and I will. I'll work hard for him. We're going to deliver South Jersey in a big way for him. Now it's a job, and I had this a little bit, by the way, real quickly. When, you know, President Trump made me the campaign chairman for the state of New Jersey, we had tremendous luck with early voting. It wasn't luck. It was a lot of hard work with my guy, Ron Filon, and others really working hard on this, and with our county chairs to get them to get their people to vote early. We did really well in South Jersey with that. North Jersey, I had a tougher time getting some of, not all of, but some of the chairmen to realize, you know, the chairman of the Republican Party up there, different ones, that we can win. Just don't give up. It's not the same old stuff. Really work hard at it. Grab that middle class. We still have them in New Jersey. So that's what Jack's got to do. And I think we have a shot. But the real Mikey Sherrill versus the fake one that the media is going to feed you and all her advertising is going to produce.
Well, I, you know, now you know better. You're more inside it. But from where I sit, this is a relatively, and we know how Jersey progressivism, certain parts. But boy, I can't imagine these chairmen are not reading what President Trump has done, what you've done, and just the cycle in Jersey where we have Phil Murphy, 8 years of that, and people want something different. I don't think she's easy. I would have rather have had any of the others or much more radical. But this is very doable, and I know you'll do it in South Jersey.
We will do it in South Jersey. It is doable, and we've got to talk about the real issues. We get involved in all this BS, stuff that doesn't affect people's everyday lives. You know what? Whether you're middle class, rich or poor, whether you're black or white or Asian or Hispanic, damn it, you're going to work, you're breaking your back, you've got to pay in the state of New Jersey tolls that keep going up. Taxes that keep going up, car insurance that keeps going up, homeowners insurance that keeps going up. You've got to keep paying for it all, and there's more regulation, and it's more difficult all the time. And the worst of it is the utility bills. And guess what? Our utility bills are so high because of the energy policies of two individuals. One of them was the past president of the United States, Joe Biden. The other one is still the current governor of the state of New Jersey, Phil Murphy. Billions of dollars to foreign companies for wind turbines that didn't work, a waste of billions of dollars when we should have been producing energy, closing down gas plants in the state of New Jersey instead of building more. We could have been ready for this. We could have been on top of it. Your energy rates could have been okay. So what are we doing? What's this governor doing? He's taking money that from you, putting it in, you know, it's called your delivery fee. It's in your bill. Everybody who's listening knows it. And it's true not only in New Jersey. You look at all these charges that government has tacked on. So he's taking a little portion of that and sending you from Big Daddy government a check for $100 or $150 to help you. Our energy rates have gone up so much. $100 and $150 is nothing, and it's not going to help you. So no, we're sick and tired of it. Let's get down to basics.
Last week, and now we see some rapprochement here, at least on the part of Elon Musk. You and a couple of other congressmen, I think, were pent up, and I'm glad you spoke out publicly when Musk really went over the top in some of the comments toward the president.
Yes, and you know what? The president is doing the right thing. I'm not saying he's going to forget, but he is forgiving. You know what's funny about President Trump? He is one of the most forgiving people, believe it or not. You know, as you get to know him, it's crazy. He really just does forgive people when they do say. I mean, Elon said some outrageous stuff, but I don't know what happened. He's a genius. He's way smarter than all of us, Dom. I get it, and he's done amazing things with SpaceX and Tesla, but the bottom line is the president's been very good to him and made him part of his, you know, kitchen cabinet, as it were, and he had some good ideas. Some of the ways Elon delivered stuff wasn't the best way, though, and didn't help us. Bottom line is, though, we're moving together, forgive and forget, move on. The president's doing that. Hopefully Elon will just, you know, pay attention to his businesses now because he's got some challenges and we go forward to bigger and better days.
Parting question. Your subcommittee, you got, I think it was 400-0, an anti-Semitism resolution passed. even though some Democrats on another voted the wrong way. What's next with your subcommittee?
Well, and on that bill, I had to manage the floor. So Gabe Evans, who's from Colorado, new freshman Republican that made it there. It was tough. Colorado used to be all Republican. It's a lot harder now. But anyhow, I had to defend his bill because I was managing the floor because I was a subcommittee chair. And that's the bill you're talking about that the Democrats didn't go for because they didn't. What Gabe did that was nice, I mentioned it, but he really linked it together more in his bill was, guess what? The guy who built the Molotov cocktails, who threw them at, you know, innocent people, including an 88-year-old Holocaust survivor, who, you know, did all these things and made his homemade flamethrower. He was an illegal alien. They keep trying to make it that President Trump's doing something bad by taking these criminals that are from other countries and sending them back. For God's sake, we don't want them in America. We've got enough of our own homegrown criminals. We don't need criminals from around the world. So they gave Gabe a hard time on that, and I defended him, and his resolution still prevailed. In our committee, what are we going to do? Our next hearing is going to be about anti-Semitism and linkage to some illegals pro-Hamas and otherwise that are here. Next hearing day, it's going to be interesting. We're going to fire people up. After that, I'm hoping to do something along the line. What is all this foreign influence in our country? You know, Antifa, these other groups, these protesters, half of them aren't even homegrown or local. This isn't mom and dad next door. These are all orchestrated stuff, some of it with big money from other countries internationally. I want to try to dig down and find out more. I'm calling it my own nickname for it is, who the hell is George Soros and why is he affecting American politics?
That's a nice title. Second parting area. You know, there's so-called Indian summer in October. It would be nice to have Trump in Wildwood part two for Jack Chitterelli.
It would, and I've mentioned that a little bit, and we'll see how that goes. And I know that Jack now also has a good relationship with him. He did, you know, the president did endorse him, and you never know. I think there's a real possibility. He's just been so unbelievably busy. They'll show him having a good time going to a UFC fight or something like that, but the reality is, me too. I mean, if you're doing your job right now in Washington,
sure.
They're 15-hour days. But I think there'll be something worked out. It's exciting. Don, we've got a real chance.
Absolutely. Thank you, Congressman. And congratulations when the Inquirer recognizes what you've done in South Jersey. Thank you.
That scares me a little bit. Thank you, Don. I appreciate you. Take care.
Thank you very much. I know he'll go and check. That's what they said. The Norcross machine, both Norcrosses. Steve Sweeney coming in last. Well, the guy from the NJEA with $45 million spent. But we'll continue to ask these questions about Mikey Sherrill. Sure, helicopter pilot. She was a prosecutor for a cup of coffee. How do you almost triple your net worth while you're in Congress? Well, a lot of stock movement there, around the clock, it seems like. All right, coming up, I mentioned this Free Press article, the three R's of Philadelphia public schools, reading, writing, not so much, but racism. They really lay it out. And as I said, this is the stuff of DEI. DEI is one group is the oppressor, the other group is the oppressed. And you know how that goes racially. Way back when we started talking about DEI, was over in Lower Merion. And we talked about with a woman we've had on frequently who founded a group, No Left Turn, coming out of that. That's exactly what it is. All right, I'm coming to your calls too on the side. Something you have to do, but you really don't want to. 855-839-1210. All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Time to your Dano show. Hearing Jeff Andrew, are we committed to get Jack Ciattarelli over the top? I think this is an even race. I mean, I get and he's right, the stuff he said, how the media is going to play this congresswoman. But South Jersey can make the difference. I mean, it's going to be difficult in North Jersey. We know that. But can South Jersey exemplify what we were talking about, the change? That a lot of these people now are not moderate, so-called moderate Democrats, the Norcross machine, Steve Sweeney, they posture that they're pretty much all American too, and you know what they support. That's why I had their run-in with that Donald Norcross, the stuff that he was supporting and continues to support. Is there real change there? Because if there is, this isn't like we can win this one if everything goes our way. This is going to be turnout, all-out turnout on this. And we have Scott Presler. Don't forget. Scott is going to be with us at Mulligan's June 20th. We got the great gravy vote, the official vote on that. We have the debate with Linda Kearns. We got 1,000 other balls in the air. This is going to be an amazing day. You got to be there in person to see all this, to meet all the people that you hear all the time, and have a blast. I mean, Johnny just goes all out. Mulligan's in Wildwood. And Presler is fired up about this and coming to the Jersey Shore. More details on that. But just about a little bit over a week away. Let me go to Joe in Columbus. And Joe, you're next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Dom. Dom, this gubernatorial race is and probably should become the new reality TV for basically what they're both going to have on each other, Ciattarelli and Mikey. Jack has to reform himself a little bit because of his voting record in the assembly. You know, he didn't go with, men and women. He went against men in women's sports. So he's, and that leads into my side answer, but he's going to have to humble himself a little bit.
Wait a minute. You're saying he voted to allow men in women's sports?
He did not talk that down. Absolutely not. he wavered. But if you know anything about New Jersey, you know, you gotta put on that front to garner votes. I went with Spadia because I thought we needed to pull it so far out of the left. Mm-hmm. We needed somebody far to the right, and Spadia was a libertarian. And I think we needed him to counteract just the influence and the corruption that's in this state.
I hear you. You know, one of the things, as I've thought about this, Joe, a lot is when you do all this talk radio, you say things that can be, you know, taken in ads, et cetera. But I thought with Spadia, it was pretty clear some of the stuff he said against Trump kind of made it difficult to come back from.
You're right. But he did humble. He did reform himself. He did kind of retract and not,
right.
Or just, you know, and that's a good trait that we don't see in politics. Hey, you know, last time I saw it was Ronald Reagan with the Contra affair. Hey, I messed up.
Right.
It's on me.
Well, I'm hoping, because I haven't seen it today, Joe, that Spadia is going to say unified with Jack Cetarelli, because I happen to think this is pretty much an even race going in. I know she looks picture perfect, but the vulnerabilities. Watch Joe this, you know this, but other listeners, Joe DiStefano, who we've had on, and sometimes it's contentious, but I like him, and he follows me on Twitter, from The Inquirer, their business guy.
Mm-hmm.
He really went
yeah.
after Madeleine Dean and the commie slave labor and the bicycles and all that. Let's see if he steps up on Mikey Sherrill and really probes how did she
yeah.
almost triple, she and the husband, her net worth in just these years in Congress. What I'm saying is, and it's
yes.
not just for this race, this is an issue that when Americans hear about it, they go, that's it. That this is way too much that Pelosi enriched herself
yeah.
by hundreds of millions of dollars. Even some on the left oppose it.
Yeah, just add another name to the list. That's the pressure that has to be applied. But I'm counting on Spadia. You know, if he was, in fact, working for the greater good, he better come out and say, you know, even if it's the lesser of all evils, we need Cetarelli at this point in time. We absolutely need him. So if he doesn't do that, he would have shown some colors that I never counted on, you know?
I hear you. No, that's fair enough, Joe. What's something you have to do, but we really don't want to?
Well, mine was rough. I mean, I've done it numerous times, and if you have a humble heart, you should be willing to do this. And it was, you know, it was. I had to do it with my two boys during the Eagles Patriots Super Bowl. Leading up to that Super Bowl, I kept telling them, guys, you got no chance. You're NFC champs. Live with it. That's a nice little moniker. But when they won, I had to high five them. I had to give them a hug. I had to celebrate with them, and I had to eat crow.
Oh, that's a great one, Joe. Well, you know, you didn't count on Nick Foles. That's what did it.
Oh, that was beautiful, Dom.
Yeah.
You know, you got to, you know, hey, I was a Tom Landry fan, and, you know, he was an innovator. That was beautiful, you know, from a totally neutral standpoint.
Yeah, definitely.
Perspective.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
That
Thank
was.
You, Joe. Thank you, Joe, very much. And Joe will be one of our featured guys at Mulligan's on June 20th. His son, the first beer, the first 21st birthday, and I'll be serving it if Johnny preps me enough, which is going to take a lot of prep. I'm going to get there earlier even than the lunch, Johnny. We need some top bartender tips. Feel free to tip me, though. All money will be accepted. If you want a mixed drink from me, I told Rose, she said, what are you going to do then? Make it. What the hell? Dan said yesterday, gin and tonic. What goes into it? Gin and tonic. That's all. I don't know how much, and I don't really care. I'll do it.
Better hope no one asks for like a Negroni or something. Something like that.
Yes, I have no sense of anything related to a Shirley Temple even. I know I'll throw it. Here's a lot of sugar, and here's some liquor.
Yeah, that's all
Shirley
grenadine,
Temple.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. More on what they're doing in the Philadelphia public schools. Teacher it's the part I want it. This is from the School District of Philadelphia, the report on the Free Press. I refuse to stand while my students are indoctrinated. Philadelphia School District, among the largest in the country, responsible for teaching nearly 200,000 students. Ismael Jimenez, the district's director of social studies, said last year that the curriculum emphasizes multi dialectical thinking involving marginalized and historical excluded voices. In March, said in an Instagram post that educators are agents of change. Every child should walk into a classroom and feel the revolution is stirring in the air. He's posted an image of the American flag being thrown in the trash and compared the U.S. to the Soviet Union and North Korea. Free Press says he didn't respond for comment. An African-American history assignment asked students to select a song to replace the national anthem after critically examining race and racism. Students are asked to write scenarios that represent racism, systemic racism, bias, white supremacy, white privilege, discrimination, racial justice. When learning about the Civil War, students should come away with the understanding that racist attitudes played a foundational role in the formation of American identity. A main takeaway of the unit about westward expansion is that governmental policies around discrimination and exclusion perpetuate an ideal of American supremacy. Let's see. A unit about domestic politics says that the mythology of whiteness is tied to the normalcy of status quo economics. An assignment about Ronald Reagan asked students to write a critical analysis of the American narrative versus reality, on which topics such as the war on drugs and the Cold War. And it goes on and on and on. And the bottom line is, this is a rather liberal outlet. And they're saying, are you kidding me? Headline, everyone's using AI to cheat at school. That's a good thing. This is far from the first controversy about the blurring of activism and teaching in Philadelphia. The Free Press profiled Philadelphia native Sharif Amiki, who has become prominent by promoting an educational system where all black students are taught by same race teachers. And on it goes. This is incredibly extensive. So what do you do with outfits like the Philadelphia Public Schools? You take the money away. This is an indictment that just said, that's it. The billions that you're getting, you're not going to get them. This is DEI. This is exactly what they're doing. Okay, I'm coming to your calls at 855-839-1210. You get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is push pound 1210. Philadelphia appears to be on the list where there are going to be enhanced ICE operations. And there's five cities that the Daily Mail says that are on the list, and we're going to see that coming off what's happening in L.A. And what's happening in L.A. is a goldmine politically. It just underlines what we're fighting against. They're not going to stop on this. Newsom, Bass, the whole gang, they're dug in on it. Even though they put a curfew in last night, the mayor decided to do that. And the narrative is that Trump is just excessive on this. The polling today doesn't indicate that. Coming up, I'll play you the CNN pollster, Harry Enten. I'll play it right now, Henry, if you have that. This is cut 14. And he says that immigrants are the most hawkish voters on immigration, a 40-point shift since 2020. That's cut 13 from CNN.
Let's just sort of start off on the fact that immigrant citizens, immigrant voters, foreign-born voters have gone tremendously to the right on this issue in 2024 and 2025 versus where they were in 2020. Closest to or trust more in immigration. You go back to 2020. Democrats, get this, held a 32-point lead on this issue. Immigrant voters were in the Democratic camp. Jump forward to 2024, 2025. Look at that shift, a 40-point shift to the right among immigrant voters. Republicans now lead on this issue by 8 points over Democrats, more so than any other group that I could find. The group of voters who became more hawkish on immigration were, in fact, immigrants themselves, immigrants who are registered to vote in this country.
All right, there you go. That's CNN, and that's heartening to see that change. And it's going to move forward more on this. And they're going to overplay their hand here on Saturday. They're going to block traffic. They're going to have all kinds of commotion. You heard the caller from Delco out there in Ardmore and Havertown, these insulated areas that want to tell the rest of us what to do. They don't have to put up with the carnage from this. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You know, it said you just don't visit Sicily. You fall head over heels in love with it. We've been to Italy, Ro and I, with listeners twice now. And each time you think about going, and then you hear, wow, Sicily, that is incredible. It's the unparalleled beauty of Mediterranean Europe in Sicily and Calabria this fall. And when you go, when we go, we only have one thought in mind. That's it. Ken Chase and Conservative Tours. All this for $55.44, including airfare. The dining, the wine, the food. I can picture it. We're at a table, Ro and I, with Talk Radio 1210 listeners, Leslie and others. I don't know how many bottles of wine. The owner comes over. It's the local culture, the local flavor that you pick up. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. It's all there. One phone call sets you up to get all the details. 888-733-9494 or go to conservativetours.com. It's a great add-on. We're also going to enjoy on this trip the Godfather Tour and visit the locales from the movie. The Crown Jewel of Sicily, Taormina. I'll see you on Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. This is Sicily, picturesque, charming, ancient. Savoca, of course, that's on the list. If you've always said you've seen all kinds of films, yeah, I would go to Sicily. Well, go. Come with us. 888-733-9494.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, Dom Giordano, welcome in. Tomorrow's show, we're already looking down the road. I'm not going to replay a Nancy Pelosi. They're trying to pivot back. Their big story here with President Trump, how dare he send in the National Guard? He would not do it on January 6th. That's why we have to constantly reaffirm exactly what happened here on the National Guard thing on January 6th. So tomorrow we're hoping to bring you, we're waiting on final confirmation. It usually comes on the chief, Stephen Sund, who wrote the book, who was there. They got fired, Nancy Pelosi, the whole deal. He's been tweeting out. He's been out there trying to get a platform saying that's not what happened. He talks about the number of calls he made, how he was rejected. I told you the guy that head up the National Guard, at least the PR communications guy, said they were not put into place because Democrats, Pelosi, were afraid these guys would aid and abet Trump taking over the government. I mean, it's amazing. And Kash Patel and others are unearthing a little bit more each day about January 6th. So hopefully we'll have him on the show tomorrow to lay out his bird's eye view from the inside of what happened. Okay? This is the pivot point for them. I mean, what else do they have? They want to ignore what's obvious when you see. We had a great caller today, Mike, I believe, from Bridgeton, saying, you know, curbs are the sign of a civilization. We have them for a lot of reasons. They separate the sidewalk from the street. They give a certain degree of civilized behavior. And you have these maniacs walking around with backpacks and giant hammers, just casually walking in and chopping up anything they want, and then throwing them at cops and sending them around and saying, well, you know, they have weapons. Can you imagine the danger from platforms above you, overpasses, firing bricks and things they've chopped up down at you? It's ludicrous. But they're pivoting on this January 6th thing. So we have to go again and again and again. And we really like Stephen Sund when we've had him on, S-U-N-D. Hopefully you'll hear that tomorrow, chapter and verse on it, versus the way that Nancy Pelosi and others are telling it. That just doesn't ring true, or at least is not the totality of it. All right, so 855-839-1210. Let me go to Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. You know, the really aggravating thing about all this, really everything that's been done over the last 4 years, is that in the end, we're paying for it. I mean, you remember when they passed all that spending, and within 6 months, they had nice new signs at their Palestinian protest. And it's the money goes to NGOs, who I think they need to ban NGOs, right, Dom. But then they go to foundations, and they find their way into buying equipment and services for rioters and protesters. And when Trump says that he's going to find out where the money's coming from, I believe him this time, and I hope that he finds everything, because it's really nauseating. Even with the immigration, she flew down and gave a bunch of money to Guatemala, Nicaragua, Honduras, so that they can send them up here. And all that money that they spent on infrastructure, why is Newark Airport having problems, Mr. Fitzpatrick? You said that all this money you voted for was going to fix all that. It's a real mess, Dom, but we've got the man in the office that can fix it.
Robert, one point I wanted to make with you, too. What's different about these rioters and why Democrats are fueling it more, there are the Palestinian people in there, but they're not the main thing. It's the illegal immigrant thing, and it's taken the pressure off because the Palestinian mobs would go after equally the Democrat establishment. They would go after them and try to shame them, embarrass them, attack them. So these mobs are much better because they're not attacking Democrats.
Well, I think that's going to change. You create a monster, Dominic. Eventually, it will turn on you. And we've seen a lot of that in the last election with prized groups amongst the Democrats turning on them because they're starting to see through them. And I'm liking the way, and let them try to compare January 6th to what they've been doing for the last 5 years with billions of dollars in damage. I mean, the only weapon they had at January 6th was a flagpole bomb. What does that tell you? You know, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy that, well, I'm glad the media is not able to cover them anymore. And I think they're going to pay big in the next couple of elections. But that's just me. But for the side answer, I wanted to use something that you didn't want to do but had to, but wound up being glad you did. And Dan's probably going to find out about this within the next year. And that is the 2 a.m. feedings. My now ex-wife, but she worked overnight. We never did daycare. We had five kids, but there was always somebody home with the kids. And when I had to get up to change the baby and warm up the milk, and when the baby's looking up at you and touching your face, it's the most amazing bonding moment that a father will ever feel, man. And Dan, embrace it, because I was glad I did. It was one of the fulfilling parts of raising children.
Thank you, Robert.
That's feeding, man.
That's a great one. That's a great one, but that turns out well, aside from the 2 a.m. part of it. That's a really good one. All right, 855-839-1210. That's the side question today. Read a great analysis, though, by this security expert today, and he's making the point that I was. What you're seeing here, they're glad about this, even though the Palestinian elements, and I got a story coming up, kudos to Lower Merion High School, and I almost never say that, for what they did at a graduation around these Palestinian elements. They were going after the so-called Democrat establishment, though, because they're not doing enough for their radical policy to attack Israel. These people, though, are solely attacking Trump, Republicans, conservatives, common sense. That's why they're to be prized. They take the heat off from those other protesters. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You can jump in. At 2 o'clock, we're going to talk with our buddy Dawn Fantasia about Mikey Sherrill and also rural Jersey, which came out for Jack Cittarelli, handicapping this. Can we push it over the top with Jack Cittarelli? I think he has more than a reasonable chance to win, but I wouldn't say it's a blowout chance or whatever. I think it's pretty even. And on paper, she doesn't appear to have vulnerabilities. Until you hear what we've been talking about today, then you have a sense of those vulnerabilities. You know, when it comes to your teeth, you deserve more than just a quick fix. You deserve the expert care you can get from my friend and dentist, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group. Recently, I met at Dr. Bentz's with one of our listeners, Joyce. I hope you're listening today, Joyce. New patient of Dr. Bentz. She had another dentist say, Joyce, just had to get dentures. Joyce told me she may be vintage, but she's not old. And dentures were old to her, and she wasn't getting them. She called and set up an appointment with Dr. Bentz and his team, was happy to hear how cutting edge he is, and she's very happy with her dental implants. The dentist that you choose does matter. Look at that difference right there. A dentist of long standing with Joyce. She heard me talking, pivotal moment, turned to the side of the road, called Dr. Bentz, bang, she's happy. The technology, the confidence that he has, that's why other dentists routinely, for difficult cases, send their patients to Dr. Bentz. Call Dr. Bentz, meet with him and his team, get on the road to great dental health and a smile you've always wanted, 610-272-6949. Or visit BentzDentalGroup.com, 610-272-6949. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in at 855-839-1210. So Lower Merion High School, big time, you know, top school ratings and all that stuff. And very progressive, liberal. They follow that. But they've cracked down a bit. I'm looking at my friends over at the Delaware Valley Journal, where you get stories that you don't get anywhere else. I write for them. CARE, that group, right? The Council on American-Islamic Relations. Angry, says the headline, after Lower Merion High bans this pro-Palestinian headgear that a student was wearing from graduation. So they were doing their best, and this is getting harder and harder, to prevent the hijacking of graduations, you know, colleges suddenly attacking Israel, bloodthirsty America, all that stuff. So this kid was going to wear the headgear, and they said, no, we know what this is symbolic of, and we're not having that here. Then he said, well, it's necessary for his hair to be appropriate in graduation, according to this story. And ultimately, after not complying with their demand, he says, I was escorted out of the building before the ceremony began. Good for Lower Merion. All right. You know exactly what you're doing. And post October 7th, principally, you're going to see more and more of this stuff. So Laura Merriam finally drew a line. And that's hard for them. As I said, they're very progressive. And usually they can't draw a line. On this, though, to their credit, they did. And I was making a point with Robert that the Republican establishment, say the Newsom, the Basses of the world and all that, they're on board big time with these protests. Newsom, because he's seen as an influencer challenging Trump, but also because they're the ones that were taking a lot of heat by the pro-Palestinian mob. Now, they're not. These groups are not coming after them, by and large. They're just going after Trump and Republicans. So what's the upshot from this? Well, the upshot is in Philadelphia over the weekend with this No King's Day, and out there in those insulated communities of Ardmore and Havertown that don't have to put up with this stuff. They don't see what people on an everyday basis. You know, I'd love to go to one of these rallies and ask them about Lake and Riley and what would their response be to that. Our caller said Zephyr, Eagle Road and places like that might be jammed up even more, maybe traffic blocked. We played you at the top of the show. I play it again tomorrow, too. This couple of progressives blocking a black woman on her way to work in New York and telling her, you ought to be happy we're doing this because these poor children are being kidnapped. So we have the right to block you. All right, that's holding you against your will. It borders on kidnapping for that period of time. It's ridiculous. But watch for these protests to ratchet up. Philadelphia is one of the five cities where apparently there's going to be more intensity on the part of ICE around the things that we've seen. And I hope that it happens, and I think it will happen. And I'm proud to say at Mulligan's on the 20th, we're honoring this year Fred Herron, because of his role in Bucks County, Pat Malloy, police chief out in Abington, Linda Kearns, and an organization, even though I don't expect they're too busy, but we'll get them on by phone, Philadelphia ICE, or ICE of Philadelphia, however you want it to go. And they certainly are in the focal point of my mind at this point. Okay, coming up, our buddy Dawn Fantasia. Remember, she first came to us about bears and trash cans in rural Jersey. She's with us to break down her insight in the Cetarelli campaign, what the issues will be. Is there a rural New Jersey? How does he win? How do we help? All that straight ahead. Jump on board.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.